Mighty to save. We come to an interesting passage. Big of me to think God was interesting, huh? In Isaiah 63, verse 1, first is a question, then comes the answer. You need to understand that before we get into it. So the question, who is this that cometh from Edom? Edom was one of the countries to the south of Israel. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah, main city there? This that is glorious, that is decked in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. We have some sort of superhero here. We have someone who is glorious, decked out in his clothing, traveling in the greatness of his strength. His garments are dyed. They have been dipped in something. And then the answer, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. That's who's coming. And we actually, we're picturing Christ in the beginning of the Battle of Armageddon as he comes from the south and goes on up through there, wiping out Antichrist and the forces of the world that have joined together with him. So we find this verse in the section of Isaiah 62:1 to 63:6 that describes or deals with the salvation of Zion and the judgment of the opposing nations. I remember that Zion, the hill upon which Jerusalem is built, is being attacked, and the walls are broken. Part of the city has been taken, people hurt, murdered, and so on. Now, in that, this is the fourth prophecy in this section and continues the theme of Zion's future restoration. This is at the end of the tribulation period. The focus in this prophecy is on Zion's renewed status as the people of God and on God's judging the other nations. The prophecy consists of three sections. It's the third section that we're in, verses 1 to 6, and it develops the theme of the Messiah's coming to Jerusalem. Here, he comes to fight against the nations who war against Jerusalem. See the book of the Revelation for all the rest of that. We see the Lord, this is Jesus, as a divine warrior coming from the battlefields of Edom, covered with blood of his opponents. His clothes are dyed in the blood of his opponents. Edom was a traditional enemy of Judah, probably represents the nations at war with Jerusalem and therefore at war with God. The passage tells us, finding no one else able to intervene and rescue Jerusalem. There was nobody that could do it. The Lord came and trampled the nations as one tramples grapes in the winepress. One of the looks of those who are trampling the grapes is that the juice splashes up on them. So he caused them to drink of the cup of the Lord's anger. We've mentioned this, the concept of the cup and God's wrath is that he collects, as it were, the sinful, especially the sinful, harmful things that men do. It collects it in a cup. When the cup is full, God's patience has run out, and he gives them the judgment, pouring that cup on them. So he caused them here to drink of the cup of the Lord's anger, and he sheds their own blood as justice. Now the context and imagery argue for the day of Jehovah, the Battle of Armageddon. By the words to save, we understand first his power to save Jerusalem from the attack by Antichrist and the nations from around the world that he had gathered to eliminate Israel. But we see in this as well, symbolically, we see all the great work of his salvation. He comes mighty to save. Here is all mercy in one word. Christ is not only mighty to save those who repent, but but he calls and urges men to repent. John 1:9, that was the true light, comparing Christ to John the Baptist. John the Baptist was not the light, but he foretold the light, came as a forerunner of the light. And then speaking of Christ, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The world has this idea that God just smites them without provocation. He has a Bible that they don't read, and so they say, I don't know what he wants. I don't know him. And yet, they really do. In some way, light refers to that which shows things the way they are. It's the ability to see the truth. Darkness is always superstition and misunderstanding. So Christ, the true light, is doing something, because every man that cometh into the world is still happening, and he lighteth every man that cometh into the world, every human. The point here is that he has not left us alone. He is awakening hearts all over the world as they come into being. So he changes men who believe. He gives them new hearts. He is mighty to change the man who hates holiness into one who loves it. He is mighty to change the life of a believer into the image of Jesus himself. So I find in this, my friend, my believer friend, here is encouragement. Are you praying for some beloved one to receive salvation? Do not give up your prayers, for Christ is mighty to save. You are powerless to reclaim the rebel, but your Lord is almighty.